after divorce mediation. I am learning how to linger in bars, alone, rehearsing the names of red wines, Tempranillo and Cote du Rhon. My mouth slowing as a way to honor how these varietals have aged. I watch the woman with thick, long, straight grays cut in a blunt line across her shoulder blades. I trace the rim of my stemless glass, looking up. Is this how you meet people? Sit at a high-top table, trying to look literary with my black-rimmed glasses, my pashmina, my lips occasionally pursing, smiling bemusedly to myself. I'm sure I'm drinking too quickly. Do you think someone would approach me here, now, tonight? Should I flirt with the bartender? I am probably too old for the woman with the brown pixie cut at the next table, her tattoos, her browsing of books for sale. There is a freedom, a hopefulness in this alcohol-infused languish, in occupying a space designed for this exact purpose. In the glow of white lights strung along exposed beam, mortared stone, two men flirt at the table reserved for the French meeting. They have remained, now turning their bodies toward one another in perceived privacy. They lock eyes and loosen their winter scarves as the low light nurtures all of our confidences, the way it has always done. And those of us basking in this warm, fuzzy luminescence feel, for this moment at least, together.